There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That lacuna from 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, is not found in every manuscript of the New Testament, but it should be. And certainly it is the faith and the testimony of the Church that the God whom we love, adore, and serve is the Blessed Trinity. St. Gregory of Nazianzus said it so well in the 4th century. When Christians say God, they mean Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God is unity and multiplicity at the same time. Now, the Blessed Trinity may be the most difficult task for the preacher with which to grapple. Many a sermon has been offered on what today many people call Heresy Sunday, because it's so easy for a teacher or a preacher to fall into some kind of error in this regard. The faith of the Church is very clear. God is three divine persons in one essence, or three divine persons in one substance. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one in essence and undivided. And the three persons of the Blessed Trinity are distinct from one another and are determined by their relationship to each other in the Godhead. But God has one substance, one essence, one will, one energy, one being, if you will. But there are three distinct persons in God Himself. The Blessed Trinity is not a puzzle to be figured out, but a mystery to be loved and adored. God is a communion of persons, and He has created you and me to live in Him forever. Now, when we say that God is the Trinity, we mean that God is love, as we read in St. John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for one who loves is born of God and knows God. If someone does not love God or love his neighbor, he is not born of God, for God is love. And that's just not a moral metaphor or a description. God is a communion of divine persons giving and receiving love forever. And that has gone on before there was anything and will go on after everything else is gone. It is eternal. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, three persons in one Godhead. The Father eternally begets His Son. The Son comes out from the Father forever. The Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father. He comes out from the Father forever. And the Spirit rests in the Son, and the Son sends the Spirit. And it has been this way for all eternity. There's absolutely no way we can comprehend this. We're not supposed to. A mystery is something that's true, even if our intellect cannot comprehend it. And there's no better example of that than the Blessed Trinity. But we do have an insight into the very essence, the very heart of God Himself. If we want to know the Blessed Trinity, we can look at the image of the Trinity, the human person. We are ourselves constituted in a Trinitarian way. Body, soul, spirit. Three distinct realities in one. Father, mother, child. Three distinct persons, but having one nature. Or think of the process of speech, the formulation of what one is going to say, the body that speaks it, and the travel that takes place from the thought to the lips. Distinct realities in one. So our own human experience, because we were created in the image and likeness of the Trinity, points to the truth of who God is as three in one and one in three. Perhaps the supreme example of the Trinity is the Church herself, where there are millions of distinct members, but they all share one nature. For all who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ and have been inserted into Christ's manhood. The incarnation makes it possible for you and me to be incorporated into the Lord Jesus Christ and through Him into the very heart of God. As the early fathers of the Church put it, Jesus Christ is one of the Holy Trinity. God, who became man. And through him now, we participate in the life of the Trinity. Salvation is participation. Salvation is not merely freedom from sin or liberation from evil. Salvation ultimately is meant to be God-likeness, communion with God, to enter into the mysterious fellowship of God himself, to participate in God's very life. The church calls this theosis, to become by grace what God is by nature. And it is Jesus Christ who makes that possible. The destiny of the Christian is to become Trinitarian, to live in the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost forever. That is our destiny. Salvation is participation. Salvation is communion, union with God. And this would not be possible were it not for the fact that God is a communion. He's not like a family. He is a family. And we are ushered into this family. The Lord Jesus talks about how the Father and the Son and the Spirit come to live in us and make their home in us. We read about that in St. John 17. That happens in our baptism. We become the temple of the Trinity. And that grace and power, the life of the Blessed Trinity, is then empowered in us, strengthened in us by confirmation. All of this great mystery is about the heart of God himself, who is love. The God who is for us. The God who is with us. The God who is within us. That is what we celebrate on Trinity Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.